Blog Talk Radio. That was the Meters, actually, a little song called Stormy. You guys are tuning into the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs, or if you wanted to try to say it backwards three times fast, it actually goes something a little like maladjusted familial recorded television via Draconians. Yeah, try to say it that. It's a mouthful, I know. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808, as always. And we're going to keep things rolling. I actually brought a new artist tonight, actually via Nick Ferrari's influence. Big shout out to Nick Ferrari, local mixologist, as I like to call him. Hopefully we'll have some of his music on some future shows. Unfortunately, we didn't have the right format for Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to actually play Mike Snow. That's with two eyes, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a little song called Animal, and we'll be right back. Is not bought. I am telling them, calling into the darkness of the red cave that opens out before closed eyes. I am not just a boy who plays tennis. I have intricate history, experiences, and feelings. I'm complex. I read, I say. I study and I read. I bet I've read everything you've read. Don't think I haven't. I consume libraries. I wear out spines and ROM drives. I do things like get in a taxi and say the library and step on it. My instincts concerning syntax and mechanics are better than your own, I can tell with due respect. But it transcends the mechanics. I'm not a machine. I feel and believe. I have opinions, and some of them are interesting. I could if you'd let me talk and talk. For instance, let's talk about anything. I believe the influence of Kierkegaard on Camus is underestimated. I believe Denis Gabor may very well have been the Antichrist. I believe Hobbes is just Rousseau in a dark mirror. I believe with Hegel that transcendence is absorption. I could interface you guys right under the table, I say. I'm not just a Cretus, manufactured, conditioned, bred for a function. I open my eyes. Please don't think I don't care. I look out. Directed my way is horror. I rise from the chair. I see jowls sagging, eyebrows high on trembling foreheads, cheeks bright white, the chair recedes below me. Sweet mother of Christ, the director says. I'm fine, I tell them, standing. From the yellow dean's expression, there's a brutal wind blowing from my direction. Academic's face has gone instantly old. Eight eyes have become blank discs that stare at whatever they see. Good God, whispers athletics. Please don't worry, I say. I can explain. I soothe the air with a casual hand. Both my arms are pinioned from behind by the director of comp, who wrestles me roughly down on me with all his weight. I taste floor. What's wrong? I say, nothing is wrong. It's all right. I'm here, the director is calling into my ear. Get help, cries the dean. My forehead is pressed into parquet I never knew could be so cold. I am arrested. I try to be perceived as limp and pliable. My face is mashed flat. Comp's weight makes it hard to breathe. Try to listen, I say, very slowly, muffled by the floor. What in God's name are those? One dean cries shrilly. Those sounds. There are clicks of a phone's console, buttons, shoes, heels moving, pivoting, a sheaf of flimsy pages falling. God, help! The door's base opens at the left periphery, a wedge of halogen hall light, white sneakers and a scuffed nun bush. Let him up! That's DeLint. There's nothing wrong, I say slowly to the floor. I'm in here. I'm raised by the crutches of my underarms, shaken toward what he must see as calm by a purple-faced director. Get a grip, son. DeLynn at the big man's arm. Stop it! I am not what you see and hear. Distant sirens, a crude half-Nelson, forms at the door. A young Hispanic woman holds her palm against her mouth, looking. I'm not, I say. All right, that was Mike Snow, a little track called Animal. Really, really dig Mike Snow with two eyes, as I mentioned earlier. In fact, I dig him so much, I felt like I was going to bring a double dose of some Mike Snow pimping for you guys tonight. So actually, I'm going to jump right into our next track, followed, of course, by the Literary Underground newsfeed for today. This next track is actually Mike Snow, a little song called Black and Blue. And yeah, I think it's fitting for tonight. We'll be right back.
The dog
your Literary Underground news feed for January 23rd and the 24th, brought to you by the Book of the Week, actually David Foster Wallace's Infinite Jest, 1,000-plus pages of goddamn good book, really good book. Actually, today's news feed is actually featuring Pigeon Bike Poetry. You guys can actually send all submissions to Pigeon Bike at www.pigeonbike.com. Currently, they are involved in a print-only campaign for the year 2012, so all submissions will be in print. I know everybody likes to hear that, right? It's good stuff. Poetry, prose, all that good stuff, send it in. Of course, check the website for the guidelines. It's very important that you pay attention to the guidelines, everybody. So we're going to keep things rocking tonight, actually. I'm going to dedicate this one to Miss Lynn Alexander, who is more than likely snoring right now. Lynn, I challenged you, and you failed. And tonight's episode's all about rivalries, so West Coast versus East Coast, that's the way it's going to be. We're going to keep this going with a mashup. This is actually Primal Scream, The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, and The Gorillaz. A little mashup I like to call Jesse Ventura's Stable. Yeah. So we'll be right back. Draconia Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro.
Wrestling fans, I've watched this native of San Diego, California. He is Jesse the Body Ventura. He is 262 pounds, and I've watched your career, Mr. Ventura, over the past 5 or 6 years. And, of course, everybody very much aware of the fact that you teamed up with Golden Boy Adrian Adonis out of New York City. And a couple of years back as a tag team, you were fortunate enough to pick up the World Tag Team Championships, subsequently carrying those belts around for well over a year, and then dethroned recently, this is a matter of fact, last year, by none other than the high flyers of Greg Gagne and Jim Brunzel. However, Jesse Ventura, for the most part, you've had your way over the past few years. There is a young man that has entered the AWA very impressively, and that is none other than the incredible Hulk Hogan, a man who I think could truly test your strength.
Oh, he'll test my strength. But the body will prevail. Mean Gene, let's talk about other stuff. I'll get to this arm wrestling. I'll get to what Hulk Hogan wants to do with the body, and that is break arms with the strongest arm in wrestling.
Oh, my, how you carry
the out. Man is going to get embarrassed, but first I want to say this. You know, very close by here in St. Paul, Minnesota, a few weeks back, the Rolling Stones were in town.
They were.
Good friends of mine. And let me tell you, Mean Gene, and all you people out there, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Ron Wood called up the body and says, Body, we need you to bodyguard us. We need you to announce us. So that's what I did. I was the announcer and the head bodyguard for the Rolling Stones.
You were the announcer for the Rolling Stones
concert? The announcer, Jack. And let me tell you this. They didn't ask one Hulk Hogan. They didn't ask Greg Gagne, Jim Brunzel. They asked Jesse the Body Ventura. Right there. Take a look at this paper right there, right there.
All right. Everyone from wrestlers to guitar salesmen got in on the Stones action Saturday night. Jesse the Body Ventura, all-star wrestler, recently featured, by the way, in this particular publication, canceled a match in Chicago, Illinois, to introduce the Rolling Stones at the St. Paul Civic Center.
I'm impressed. You better be impressed. Hogan, you're going to be impressed when the body latches onto your pencil arm.
The world is spinning too fast. I'm fine that Nike shoes to keep myself tethered to the days I try to lose. My mama said, "Hogan, you must make your own shoes. Stop dancing to the music. I'll go get in a happy mood. Take it from my room." Get the cool shoe shine.
Jesse Ventura mashup featuring Primal Scream, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and of course the Gorillaz. You guys may have actually recognized a little bit of sampling from an old Peter Fonda movie by the name of The Wild Angels. It's actually about the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club. So, yeah, I just happened to notice that myself. Pick that up. It's what we do here at the Draconia Vampire Tunnel. We got all sorts of tunnel voices, or TV, as we like to call them. You guys can call in, of course, add your own tunnel voices, 805-856-2808. It is Monday, and it is the early edition, so I'm assuming that all you East Coaster T-Coasters out there probably passed out. But where are my Westies at, man? Come on. It's all good, man. We're going to keep things rolling. We're going to jump right into, this is actually a very familiar track. We were just talking about TV. This is actually, you guys might recognize this as part of the theme song for Portlandia. This is a song called I Can Feel It. I Can't Feel It. A little band called Washed Out, or Artist, whatever. I'm going to play that. Feel It All Around, Washed Out. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. And I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
My special guest, perhaps one of the most talked about men of the ranks of the World Wrestling Federation, this week, every week for that matter, is the Macho Man, Randy Savage, a native of Sarasota, Florida, and a man that has climbed the ladder so very quickly here in the World Wrestling Federation.
You know what I'm reading right now? Yeah, I'm reading yesterday's newspaper, and that's Hulk Hogan and Tito Santana all rolled into one, yeah. All rolled into one, man. One tight thing, baby. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm talking about intensity, and I'm talking about macho madness, and I'm talking about the rest of 1985, yeah, and 1986, momentum, macho madness, going down and gathering momentum, but not just there, Gene Okerlund. I'm talking about the rest of the 80s leading into the 90s, yeah, and then I'm talking about going all the way into the year 2000, and all the way into Twilight Zone, yeah. Elizabeth, come on out
there,
man.
Whoa.
We got something going that's really big,
Mercy.
Don't we? Yeah. Look in the video scope right now and tell them about Macho Madness. Tell them how strong it is and tell them where we're going, yeah. We into the Twilight Zone, yeah. And Hulk Hogan's got no chance, does he?
No.
Does anybody have a chance against the Macho Man, Randy Savage?
No, nobody.
Am I the greatest wrestler past, present, and future that ever lived?
Yes, you are.
Okay, now say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here.
Well, that's
right
a little
now.
Rough, Randy.
No, yeah, but it is rough. Yeah, wrestling is a rough sport. And I am the roughest one in the sport. I am the number one wrestler in the world today. Tell Hulk Hogan that.
I thank you, Randy Savage.
Word up. That was... Well, that was Randy Savage, of course, but before that, you guys actually heard Washed Out, Feel It All Around, Portlandia track. Here at the Maladjusted Familial Recorded Television via Draconians, we like to listen with our eyes. So that's what we do, and we're going to keep things rolling. We got 25 minutes left of live streaming, of course. Once again, number to call in, 805-856-2808. And we're going to roll right into one of my personal favorites, Mr. Old Dirty Bastard, a.k.a. Big Baby Jesus. Rest in peace, brother. And the Macho Man, rest in peace, too, man. Both those guys. 4 minutes and 20 seconds of pure madness, macho madness. ODB going down. We'll be right back.
So, remember when you was young and you used to go, no, remember when you used to say, who could do this alone?
Thank you.
be a true MC.
My advantage on the MIC's the slang that I manifest so you can never hang. Obviously, you know my name, but now I don't throw stupid parties on through your town. That's my motherfucking name. That's my motherfucking game.
They said, who wanna be an MC?
I'm the original G.O.D. Make a young lady squeeze my specialty. See my style different from yours. Make young bitch wanna drop the drawer.
Afternoon. It's finally here, because Hulkamaniacs, I don't think I could take another leak like this last one, man. Anytime I was approached with the subject of the Macho Man or anything that's gone down in the past, as I tried to explain, as I tried to talk, my stomach started to twist, and as the words started to come up my body, I was strangling myself, man. I was so torn apart by this thing, I couldn't even talk. The talk is over with. But thank God for all my little Hulksters, because the way they've stuck behind me these last few weeks, it's like euphoria, man. It's like a feeling, a power surge the Hulksters never felt before, man. It starts slow, at the tip of my toes, at the very foundation of the Maniacs. And as it surges up, as it creeps up my body, man, and as it pumps the life, the blood veins through my arms, all the way up to the delts, all the way up to my neck, through my brain, I feel that Hulkamania will be reborn in WrestleMania 5. I feel that Hulkamania is the strongest force in the universe. And it's me and the Macho Man explode off the launching pad in the Trump Plaza. There's only going to be one that's going to survive, and that's going to be the Hulkster, brother. But I can't help but wonder, Macho Man, where you're coming from. What type of support you've had these last few weeks? What type of thoughts have ran through your mind as you cast aside Elizabeth and everybody else that was dedicated to you? Let me tell you something, Macho Man. When we come down to WrestleMania 5, it's going to be the truth, brother, that makes Hulkamania survive.
Ooh, Hulk Hogan, yeah. You see, you don't know where the Macho Man is coming from? Yeah, you're right. You don't know anything about the Macho Man, Randy Savage, and where I'm coming from. Because it's mind-boggling to you, yeah! How one man could make it to the top of the World Wrestling Federation mountain, yeah! All by myself. No pukesters helping me to the left, and no pukesters helping me to the right. Didn't need them then, don't need them now. And another person I don't need is Elizabeth either, yeah. Because I'm the champion by myself, all by myself. You don't know where I'm coming from, Hulk Hogan, this Sunday afternoon. But I know where you're coming from, yeah. I know everything about Hulk Hogan, yeah. I know what makes you tick, yeah. And you've got the audacity, yeah, to see that in WrestleMania 5, that Hulkamania is going to survive. You don't know me, Hulk Hogan. You You don't know where I'm coming from. After I beat you with that big elbow and pin you 1, 2, 3, guaranteed victory. I'm going to tell you and all the pukesters out there one last time before this Sunday afternoon. Hulkamania is dead.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That was ODB, actually, a little song called Going Down. So, shit's always going down. And, of course, big shout-out to, of course, we were talking about Sunday afternoon there. Big shout-out to Grindbone Radio. You guys can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/grindbone and check out this Sunday's episode, which I'm not really sure about the time. I believe that's somewhere around 6 p.m., I want to say 6 p.m. West, but I probably will just leave that to them and let them figure out all the specifics on that. Keep things rolling here. Of course, you guys can always go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all the Draconian Vampire Tonal schedule information, as well as Project U Radio, which will be back this Friday with a well and fit Miss Lynn Alexander. Of course, Lynn Alexander is going to be very well and fit since she's snoozing the night away. Currently on the East Coast. East Coast Tea Coasters. There you go, guys. 805-856-2808. We're going to roll right into, oh, I love it, I love it, I love it, The Stooges, a little song called Loose, and we will be right back.
Look out.
Stick it.
had to shake my junk a little bit there and let it get loose. I know you guys are shaking your junk out there, too. It's all good. Stooges, Loose, really great track, of course, Mr. Iggy Pop. King of cool. What else can you say? Last track of the evening, ladies and gentlemen. We got 12 minutes left of live streaming, of course. And actually, I'm just going to go ahead and call it. We got 12 minutes left of show. It's Monday. It's early edition. You guys are, you know, probably wanting to crash early. So, especially out there on the East Coast. I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this one to, speaking of the East Coast, Mr. Papa Mick. Yeah, Mr. Papa Mick. I see you over there, Mr. Grindbone Radio, out there in Kentucky. Drinking at a bar where you can smoke. Actually, you probably aren't drinking at a bar right now because all the bars close at 12. And that's what you get for going to Kentucky, bro. That's the way it goes. We're going to go with the last track. This is MC Solar from France, actually. And the name of this track, talking about rivalries, of course. This is actually a French rivalry with Arizona. And the name of this track is called Nouveau Western. Thank you, Mr. Nick Ferrari, for suggesting that. And, of course, we will be back with some of your tracks next week. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. As always, I've been your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll probably catch you guys sometime next week. Peace.
Le vent souffle en Arizona, un état d'Amérique dans lequel Arizona, cowboy dingue, du bang bang, du flingue, de l'arme, du cheval et de quoi faire la bringue, poursuivi par Smith et Wesson, Colt, Beringer, Winchester et Remington, il erre dans les plaines, fier, solitaire, son cheval et son partenaire. Parfois, il rencontre des Indiens, mais la rue est vers l'or et son seul dessin. Sa vie suit un cours que l'on connaît par cœur. La rivière sans retour d'Otto Preminger, tandis que John Wayne est moqué à la lutte. Il lutte, froid comme un archiduc, oncle fameux de Hollywood, nous burn, Hollywood burn. Dans la vie de tous les jours, comme dans les nouveaux westerns. Mais gare à Gary Cooper, le western moderne est installé dans le secteur. Quand la ville dort, les trains ne sifflent pas. Les sept mercenaires n'ont pas l'once d'un combat. Harry, désormais, est proche de Gardelais. Il trouve cette époque les deux pour un nouveau Far West. Les saloons sont des bistrots, on y vend des clopes. Pas de la chute, du top, du cinémascope. Il entre dans le bar, commande un indien, scalpe la mousse, boit, repose le verre sur le zin. Une tour cheveux se part, sous des types se baignent pour des motifs utiles comme dans les nouveaux westerns. Les Stets sont une sorte de multinationale. Elle exporte le western et son modèle féodal. Dicte le bien, le mal, le Kubrick et les Dalton sont camouflés en Paul Smith et Weston. On dit que ce qui compte, c'est le décor. La vie ne fait pas le moins dans la rue et vers l'or. Dès lors, les techniques se perfectionnent. La carte à puce remplace le Remington. Mais Harry, à Paris, n'a pas eu de chance. On le stoppe sur le périph' avec sa diligence. Puis on le place à Fresne, pour que Fresne le freine. Victime des directives de ce que l'on appelle le nouveau western. Le nouveau western. Cheers. Parfois, la vie ressemble à une balle perdue. Dans le système moderne, se noie l'individu. Pour rester lucide, il s'approvise de brandy. Désormais, on brandit, téléchite et baby. Ou blanche, et la chevauchée fantastique. Toujours à contre-jour, c'est bien moins héroïque. Dans le monde du rêve, on termine par un happy end. C'est aussi le cas dans ce que l'on nomme le nouveau western. Yeah. Le nouveau western. Yeah. West. Yeah.
ladies and gentlemen, actually flying in under the radar just before the closing of the show, we actually have a 505 area code that has popped up on the switchboard here. So I'm going to go ahead and bring them in and, of course, see what's popping off in the 505, which is very strange because that's where I am at. Ah, 505, you are actually on the air.
Hey, this is Nicky Ferrari.
Hey, Nick Ferrari. What's up, brother?
Yeah. Not much, man. Just been working on some music. Sorry I wasn't able to get that to you today, right? But try to get some on for next week.
Yeah, definitely, man. I've been letting everybody know about the great taste in music that you have, so definitely want to get some of your tracks uploaded there.
All right, man. I've been enjoying the program. It's been a great mix-up of everything in there.
Yeah,
gotta enjoy all the pros and the just eloquent way of speaking of these wrestlers, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. I love the wrestling promos. I think that that's probably the best thing about wrestling, in fact, are the promos. So,
yeah.
That's why I love it. Definitely.
Well, it's been a good program.
Oh, I appreciate you calling in, Mr. Nick Ferrari, of course. While you're here, why don't you let everybody know where they can find some of your artwork, of course, and all that other good stuff.
I have some of my artwork right now at njrart.com. The website's still in the works, but you can view a little bit of it up there and probably get that under the way soon.
Awesome. Awesome, man. I'll tell you what, Nick Ferrari, how about next week? We might have to talk about this more, of course. I know that we both have similar work schedules. And, well, of course, you have a more hectic work schedule than I do. But we might have to, like, just work it out. Maybe one day you come on in the program and just hang out with us for a little bit.
That'd be great, man. I definitely would enjoy that.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm going to do one last thing for you, Mr. Nick Ferrari, before we close out the show. I'm going to play one last wrestling promo just for you, sir. And like I said, man, feel free to call back in anytime, okay?
All right. Good talking to you.
All right, man. Good talking to you, sir. All right.
All right.
That was Mr. Nick Ferrari. So, like I said, we'll be bringing some of his tracks on probably next week. So you guys look forward to that. Of course, as he mentioned, definitely go by and check out some of that artwork. Really, really great stuff. This last one goes out to you, Mr. Nick Ferrari. And, of course, we can't go out without the world heavyweight champion, 16-time world heavyweight champion, Mr. Ric Flair. Peace. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I've been your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Good night.
Arena, honoring the great Dean Smith here at the University of North Carolina. After what Hollywood Hogan said earlier tonight, all of the trauma and drama you have gone through with your son, David, Ric Flair, let's lay it on the line. How are you holding up under all of this pressure? And especially a remark like that from Hogan that you might be retiring.
Gene. Oh, don't give up. Listen to this ovation. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm going to let this one build before I crank it up for you, okay? I've been home for 2 weeks, and God only knows, I've had to listen to my best friend Arn Anderson tell me he wanted to beat up my son. I've had to walk around Charlotte, North Carolina. I've had to walk around North Carolina, period, and everybody say, how could your son jump on the Hollywood NWO red and black bandwagon? And I say, you know what? I don't get it either. I know they got Big Sexy. I know they got Scott Hall. I know they got Lex Luger. I know they got Buff, and I know they've got David Flair. But David, I sat down one night and I said to myself, let's really put this in perspective.
Because 20 years ago, pal, in Raleigh, North Carolina, I met a blonde one night. I walked out the door, and brother, she changed my life, whoo, for a long time. The difference is I got up that next day, pal, and I had to start paying the price. And the price was big. However, that blonde is in Charlotte waiting for daddy to come home right now. Woo!
Talk to me, nature boy.
Unlike that girl you're walking down the aisle with, she knows who the nature boy is. The real reason I came here tonight is because we are live in Chapel Hill. Who Mean Gene? We are Michael Jordan, James Worthy, Lord Taylor, DJ Jaworski, live in the Dean Smith Dome.
Mr. Basketball.
Whoa. Hogan, you can't do that, brother. Woo! Only me. And the fact is, for 28 more days, I am still the president of this company. Woo!
Mr. President.
Now that we've said hello, let's get down to business. Bischoff, you no longer are a problem. You're in my pocket. Hogan, you're the issue. So get this. Uncensored. 2 weeks from now, I'm having a cage built 15 feet high. No doors. Surrounded with barbed wire at the top. You know what that means. That means the tradition will rot again. We started in Oakland, and in that cage, and Uncensored, we're going to fill our shoes, pal. We're going to get it on. Two of us will walk in that cage. One of us will walk out. And the man that walks out will be the world heavyweight, woo, wrestling champion.
Wait a minute now, Ric Flair, I'm going to interrupt. Tony, Bobby, Mike back there, do I understand you correct? Are you saying you're challenging Hogan for the title in a 15-foot-high steel cage, no doors, barbed wire wrapped around it? I know what would happen. I can't say it on TV.
I'm not challenging him. I'm telling him it's going to be like 1985, brother. We are going to sweat. We are going to pay the price. And we're going to give America what they haven't had in 10 years, brother. We're going to load it up. And you know what I'm talking about. We're going to have it out. The two of us, once and for all. Two walk in, one walks out. And I'm telling you, as sure as Michael Jordan was the man at Chapel Hill, I'll be.
Yeah.
That's right. After I get through with you, they won't want to be like Mike. They'll want to be like the Nature Boy.
Thank you, Ric Flair.
Wow.
Wrestling in Louisville. Inside 2 weeks, this man and Hogan in a 15-foot-high steel cage. Barbed wire.
Hogan, one more time. I'm going to show you how to do it. Woo!
Every day, it's a
getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Just because you're used to something doesn't mean you like it. You're used to me.
You wake up and you watch TV. Get in your car and you listen to the radio. And you go to your little job or your little school, but you're not going to hear about that on the 6 o'clock news.
You know where you're spending the afterlife.
I'm going straight to hell.
Because nothing is really happening. And it got so bad that half the time the people on TV, they're watching TV. What are all these people watching? People like me.
Doesn't Kevin go to Gladstone High?